Welcome to part two of our conversation with Ernie Paddock.
I wanted to address the first part of what you were talking about there. Waverly Hills opened, they welcomed their first patients October 20th of 1926.
Oh, wow.
And like I said earlier, they had social events for the patients at every opportunity. What do you think the very first social event held at Waverly Hills was?
A Halloween party?
It was a two-day Halloween party.
Wow.
So we always look at our, haunted house as just basically carrying on what's coming up on a 100-year tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the spirits do show themselves during the haunted house. We've had actors and actresses walk off the job because, you know, think about the logistics of being a haunted house actor. You're in like a little cubby hole, usually hiding by yourself in the dark,
mm-hmm.
waiting for people to come through. And very often we've had actors and actresses say, someone whispered in my ear, or someone pulled my hair, or, you know, whatever, when they're doing that, and they just leave. They're like, no, yeah. I don't deal with that. I'll scare people all day long, but I'm not dealing with that. So they do make themselves known. And we, the last few years that we've done the haunted house, we would host VIP tours where you pay a little extra and you get a little mini tour of the building, and then gives you a fast pass to the front of the line for the haunted house. And the activity on those mini tours is off the chain. I mean, I guess, you know, spirits feed on energy.
Sure.
And when you've got a building full of screaming people, there's a lot of energy in that building. So the spirits have that energy to work with, and they use it. We have a lot of activity going on during our haunted house. So those tours are really cool.
I mean, that's got to be confusing to a guest as far as, well, that's a really neat special effect, or like, that's not a special effect.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we go to great lengths to isolate the haunt,
mm-hmm.
the you know, commercial haunt from the paranormal aspects.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, we get questioned about it all the time. I know you had an actor walk across the hall down there. That wasn't a ghost. Well, no, our actors are all down on the first floor. We're on the fourth.
Yeah.
It's just us up here.
This is just an opinion-based question, but what do you think, and obviously there's a lot of spirits there, do you think the spirits think about having a haunted house attraction type thing at their location?
Well, like I said, we kind of, excuse me.
Sure.
We kind of look at it as carrying on a tradition, and the activity, although we get a lot of activity during the haunt, it's not negative or vengeful or anything like that. For the most part, they just come out and show themselves, or, you know, you'll hear a disembodied voice down a hallway or something like that. I don't think that they see it as a negative. I think the spirits that are there think of Waverly as a place that they love just like we do, and people are there having fun, and I don't think they have a problem with people having fun in their home.
We had talked on a little bit earlier about the rap that the place gets sometimes of scary, negative, dark, but there seems to be a lot more positive going on there. Are there dark things there? Are there things that are, you know, you really don't want to have a run-in with, or if it were up to you, you'd just rather not?
Well, there's spiders. sometimes we get snakes in the building.
Sure.
No, really, there is, at least there always has been. I've heard that the activity has changed over the last several months with some of the other things that are going on up there. But there was a very dark entity that used to hang out mostly in the lobby that I had, in all my years of being involved with the paranormal, I've had one such encounter where I feel like I, you know, got jumped or, I'm not going to say possessed, but I truly lost time. I was in the lobby by myself with an SLS camera, and the SLS camera picked up on a very tall entity, or it mapped something very tall, stick figure. And it started walking toward me, and the camera froze up. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing I remember. I woke up at home the next day. And didn't know how I'd gotten home. Didn't remember leaving the lobby, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
But I called one of the other guides that was there that night and asked her what had happened. And she said, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess. I just don't remember leaving last night." And she said, "Well, we couldn't find you. And then finally I found you by yourself sitting in the dark staring at the wall down in the gift shop area. And I tried to talk to you, and you were rude, and you didn't even look like yourself. And I said, I think you need to go home. And you just got up and left, and you didn't say anything to anybody." And I was like, "Really?" I don't remember wow. any of that.
Yeah.
And we've had, you know, similar incidents with several staff members and guests down there in that lobby. And I don't think that is a spirit of Waverly. I think it's something that's either manifested from the energies there mm-hmm. or something that was brought in by someone else.
That's kind of leading to the next question I had about it. With all the investigators that go in there and it being, you know, such a hot spot for people to do that, and everybody having different styles of investigating. And I know places say, "Well, we only want you to do this or that." Obviously, if not everybody's holding everyone's hand the whole time. Do you think that the activity and the spirits that are now at Waverly, and again, just an opinion question, are just made up of the former people who have a connection to the building, or has it increased since it's become an attraction for this sort of activity?
I think like any location that gets that much traffic, I think that there are things that kind of hitchhike and might come along with some of the investigators or guests that come in the building mm-hmm. and like it there and just stay. I don't know, but I do know, like I say, that entity that's in the lobby, I don't think that's a Waverly Hills resident. I think that's that's from the outside in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it does seem to be different. The activity there seems to change. I mean, there's sometimes when, you know, shadow figures are everywhere. Other times you're hearing disembodied voices or screams. Other times, full-bodied apparitions or children playing with the balls in the hallway. Mm-hmm. It seems to ebb and flow in all these different directions with different types of activity over time. And I don't think that is necessarily the residents, permanent residents, that are causing that. I think that's the different people that come in and the different energy that they bring. When I'm talking to new investigators, I always tell them, you know, the energy that you bring to an investigation will have as much to do as what activity you capture as what equipment you bring. Mm-hmm. And because I think the spirits use that energy to communicate or make themselves known. And with so many different investigators with so many different styles and so many different religious beliefs or whatever coming in, you know, you just get this huge variety of of different activity that goes on there.
50 years from now, what do you think it's going to be?
50 years from now.
What's the state of Waverly Hills going to be in 50 years? Just, yeah, what's your guess?
50 years from now, I think Waverly Hills will be a paranormal research center. I think there will be a museum there on the property, maybe not inside the building, but a separate museum celebrating the history as well as the paranormal activity. We'll be hosting Paracons. I'll be 104 years old and
making a special appearance
at Paracons. I'll be the wise old man of Waverly.
Yeah.
Now, I really think that the future is bright as long as Charlie and Tina get back in control and are able to do the things that they have planned for it. I think that Waverly is going to just, I don't think the spirits are going anywhere. They've been there for almost 100 years now. Why leave? It's a place that they love. That Sarah that I talked to so many times, and we might have heard from earlier in the show, I asked her once why she wasn't in heaven. And her response is always, "This is heaven." And, you know, it gave me a whole new perspective on heaven and death and everything. When I thought about that, it, you know, she loved working there. It was heaven to her. She worked with the children up on the really sick kids up on the fifth floor. And that was heaven to her. So why would she ever leave? And I don't know. I just, I can't wait to see what's next for Waverly.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Ernie Pack. A big thank you to him for joining us and sharing his experiences with us on the air today. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We wouldn't exist without it. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.